الحمد لله العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani Channel, once again we welcome you to our series, The Evils of Society. On the last episode, we discussed about the topic suicide, and we informed the viewers of Madani Channel that we are going to make this series into two parts. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is the second part of this program, Evils of Society, Suicide Part 2. Remember, we spoke about this epidemic, this disease in our community, which we called suicide. And inshallah, today we're going to look to some different aspects of suicide, as well as our inshallah are going to give us some beautiful solutions for this worldwide epidemic called suicide. First and foremost, we will hear the beneficence of reciting durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and thereafter tilawat of Quran inshallah azza wa jal, not upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Pyare aka Madine wale Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has mentioned, if a person wishes on the day of qiyamah that our merciful Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal be happy with us, be pleased with us, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, recite durood upon me in large numbers. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, our Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will be happy with us on the day of Qiyamah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Now inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will have tilawat of Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله عز وجل. Now inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we will have a few stanzas of naat in the praise of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam.
Sallallahu alayka ya rasulallah
وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله، تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے، رسالت ہے آقا عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے، اے جلوہ جانانا،
صلو علی الحبیب اسلامی برادرز اینڈ دی ویوز آف مدنی چینل، اف یو آر لسننگ ٹو لاسٹ ویکس اور دی لاسٹ ایپیسوڈ آف دی ایونز آف سوسائٹی اینڈ اف سم تھنگ ٹچ یور ہارٹ، یو آر ان سم ڈیفیکلٹی، یو آر ان سم پرابلم آؤٹ دے، یو آر فیلنگ گلٹی، یو ہیو نو کانفیڈنس، you feel that you've lost your interest in salah, you feel that I'm a failure or I've let my family down, I'm not reciting the Quran anymore, most of the time I'm feeling like I'd rather be alone, I often feel restless or tired, I have trouble concentrating on things like homework or schoolwork, etc., I have trouble of sleeping during the night, my appetite is increased or decreased, I have unrealistic ideas about the great things that I'm about to do. My thoughts are racing. I can't slow my mind down. I often think about death. Thoughts about suicide are always popping up in my mind. I like very dangerous activities. I use drugs or alcohol on a regular basis. My dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel, if you have had four or more of these feelings, and if they lasted more than 2 weeks, then you are in difficulty, you are in trouble. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami gives us a beautiful solution. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this series, we're going to be discussing the solution to this problem of suicide. Alhamdulillah, last week we've been discussing about people facing difficulties, people are facing problems. And it's these problems that are leading people towards depression, and depression leading them towards suicide. We need to give the viewers of Madani channel some solutions. As you discussed the Quran ayat, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, they need sabr. We need to give them some solutions that if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts a test upon us, this is supposed to be a test upon us, and this is supposed to lead us closer towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But unfortunately, when the problems are coming to us, it's not leading majority of the people away, it's leading us away towards shaitan, his evil thoughts, towards depression, towards suicide. Can we give some examples to the viewers of Madani channel and how we should go forward, that how should we go forward and get solution towards our problems?
See, first of all, we need to understand the Quranic concept of handling problems, calamities and sorrows. The ayat which I have recited from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 155 to 157, Allah Azza wa Jal says, and we will surely test you with some fear and hunger and with some loss of wealth and lives and crops, and give glad tidings to those who patiently endure. Those who say when calamity befalls them, indeed we belong to Allah Azza wa Jal, and to Him we are to return. These are the people upon those are the blessings from their Rabb or from their Lord and mercy. And it is they who are on the right path. So in this ayah kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests people. Sometime some fear, some hunger, some loss of wealth, crops, fruit, you know, drought is there, you know, unemployment comes, many problems, you know, illness, sickness can strike. But all that is a test. But those who stand firmly at that time, they are the patient ones. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives good news to them, glad tidings. And the reward which will be granted to that person at that time when he is being patient, he cannot have any idea of that. He cannot calculate that reward. And being impatient, he will not change anything. But you lose the sawab of that. So if we have proper understanding, then even if we have a problem, if we are in trouble, then only option we have is to be patient. So if you are suffering in this dunya, at least don't suffer in the hereafter. So you be patient and you get the reward of akhirah, and at least you enjoy the life of hereafter. You should not be the one who suffers in this dunya and suffers in the akhirah as well. So those who commit suicide and do all these type of wrong things, they suffer here and they suffer there as well.
Maybe the viewers of Madhini Channel may be thinking that, you know, there are certain category of people are going through difficulties. Maybe you give some examples, you know. Are there any examples of Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwana, Buzurgan ad-Din, they also went through difficulties?
Yes, definitely. Prophets alayhim salam are always tested. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was tested, separated from his wife for hundreds of years, cried in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, his illness is famous and known to everyone. For years and years he suffered, and finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him shifa. He was patient. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, you know, with the separation of his beloved son Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, he cried so much that he became blind. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has faced many tests and many difficulties. So any of the friends of Allah, pious elders, they all are tested. And in fact, these tests bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they get the chance to practice sabr. If you don't have a trouble, when would you have a chance to exercise sabr? You will only exercise sabr if you have a trouble. So there's an opportunity for you to exercise one beautiful aspect of your spiritual growth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts you in the trouble so you can exercise patience, develop yourself spiritually, and get the reward in the hereafter and be happy at the end.
Views of Madhini Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, different Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, Tabaeen, Tabataba'in, Buzurganuddin, they also face difficulties. And some of difficulties that they face, you and I, the viewers of Madhini Channel, cannot even comprehend the amount of difficulties the friends of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala face in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, this special series today, we want you to please pay careful attention. We are targeting those people who are feeling depressed, you're feeling down and out. You're feeling you have no rope to hold on. Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, the mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is great. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is looking for an excuse to forgive us. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is putting tests towards us. So Alhamdulillah, we have heard from Mufti Sahib, MashaAllah Azzawajal, that these are tests for us and will give us higher grades in the hereafter, inshaAllah Azzawajal. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, now we're hearing examples of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam and their difficulties they went, the problems that they faced, the calamities that they faced in their lives, in the path of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Let's ask our Islamic brothers, something, any spiritual benefits for having sabr? Is there any spiritual benefits? We got the difficulty, tons and tons of difficulties are coming upon us. Are there any spiritual benefits out there for us? So let us hear from our Islamic brother, what are the spiritual benefits for that person that is facing calamities, facing difficulties?
Okay, Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Baqarah, verse 286, Allah Azza wa Jal does not burden anyone more than he can bear. And the same verse Allah Ta'ala says, he's teaching us how to make dua. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Yeah, Allah Azza wa Jalla is teaching us to say, O Allah, do not impose on us a burden for which we have no strength. That means Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, that means no human being can be burdened with trouble or difficulties that he cannot bear. This shows that human beings can bear unthinkable burdens because Allah Azza wa Jal is not going to overimpose on them. And the one you feel, and sometimes many of us go through life coming across difficult situations where we think that I cannot bear this, and eventually it passes you and you live through it. So many of you, even viewers of my Mandi channel, can recall situations where you are really down and you had no hope and you thought this is it, but all of a sudden that is history has gone past. So this is something for us to understand, that Allah Azza wa Jal is not cruel, and He is giving us an opportunity that with these difficulties that we have, as Mufti Sahib explained, that we have an opportunity to have sabr. And there is one verse in the Holy Quran where Allah Azza wa Jal says that in this verse, that the reward for sabr بغير حساب means there is no limit, it's limitless. And Alhamdulillah for those, and the Sufya Ikram have mentioned, and there are stories of some Sufya Ikram that when they used to be free of trouble, they used to cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, why you are not giving us problems? Because they understand the value of sabr, because the scholars have mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal, with His divine mercy, when He gives you sabr and you practice sabr, that He increases your status spiritually where no amount of ibadat can make you reach. He gives you the opportunity to grow in spiritual status. So therefore, those who are spiritual, they welcome problems. Yet when we make dua, what we say? We say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, remove problems from us. And the pious, the Sufya Ikram, they welcome problems.
If they don't have problem, they feel something is wrong.
You know, when we have headache or we have fever, we get restless. But we don't realize that headache or fever, these type of illnesses, are the illnesses of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Subhanallah.
One Bazurg, one Wali of Allah, once he had headache. And he read Nafil Namaz, Nawafil the whole night.
Oh, yeah.
To thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, you gave me the sickness which your beloved Prophet alayhimus salam had. I mean, look at our condition. If we have headache, we will leave even Isha namaz and Fajr namaz. We take some tablets and oversleep. But here is a friend of Allah that he got headache and he's so happy that he read Nawafil the whole night, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of the Madani channel, by now you might notice that we have three of our Muballighin wearing glasses and already the glasses are wet. So, Alhamdulillah, this is Rahmat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. There is a beautiful Durood-e-Pak which a person recites whilst the Rahmat of Allah Tabaraka is coming the rain. Why not you join us and you get some swab in your account? So let's repeat this Durood-e-Pak together, inshallah, and get some barakah and blessing in our account, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Allahumma,
Allahumma, salli ala
Sayyidina,
Sayyidina,
wa
maulana,
Muhammadin,
Muhammadin,
bi'adadi,
bi'adadi,
qataratil,
qataratil,
amtar,
amtar.
Sallu ala al-habib,
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The barakah and blessings of this Durood-e Pak, that for the amount of drops that is falling on the earth at this present moment, inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, this amount of sawab we will get in our account, inshallah. So, my dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel, now we're going to go to another aspect of this series, the suicide.
Alhamdulillah, as we are discussing on the issue of suicide and calamities and problems that people complain about, I would like to ask Mufti Sahab that some emotional people, when they're stressed out or when they face a failure, they end up committing suicide, right? And on the other hand, they have people that would utter words of kufr, which is suicidal to their iman. Now, what do people in this category would do? People that would utter words of kufr, which will lead them out of the fold of Islam. So, can you put some input and elaborate?
Well, see, there are certain words, if you utter, they affect your faith, your iman, and sometimes person is totally out of the fold of Islam. For example, the one who says, leaving everything up to Allah Azza wa Jal has proved pointless. Nothing happens. This is a word of kufr. And when people are in trouble, you know, they say these type of words, some people. Another example, a person struck with some trouble or calamities, he says, O Allah Azza wa Jal, you have deprived me of my wealth, you have taken such and such, what else will you want? What else is left for you to take? That's kufr.
Allahu Akbar.
Sometimes, you know, people end up saying, despite my sickness, if Allah Azza wa Jal tormented me or punished me, He would have treated me with
cruelty.
Na'uzubillah. This expression is blasphemy. This is kufr. Sometimes people say, Allah Azza wa Jal has caused more aggravation to helpless people. This is kufr.
Allahu
Akbar. Another example. He who asks for some financial help and puts a condition orally or in writing like, if you don't help me in this regard, I will become a Christian or Qadiani. This person immediately becomes infidel. Even if somebody says that I will become an infidel after 100 years, he becomes infidel at the very same moment without any doubt, without any delay. You know, just showing, you know, likingness for kufr. That takes person out of the fold of Islam. And some people do that. You know, they in trouble, they come to Muslim families, they say, you know, if you're not going to help me, I'll become Christian. So, whether he doesn't become Christian or becomes Christian, at that spot, he's out of the fold of Islam.
So basically, he has put his iman into danger.
Yes. And there are many other examples, you know. At the time of difficulty, sorrow, only way forward is the patience. Only way forward is to follow the path of Prophet ﷺ, Sahaba Ikram, Awliya Allah, pious elders. We take any other route, any other way, there's a disaster. And the musibat, the trouble, the sorrow, is there for time being. It will go away. Oh, Allah will strengthen you and empower you to face that difficulty. So even if it stays with you, but you build up power, you know, immunity, that you are able to bear it, you are able to fight it. So, but as we discussed in the last silsila, end of the day everybody has to die. And when you die, your musibat, your sickness will also come to an end. Then what will help you are your good deeds, your loyalty to deen, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your love and ishq and bond with deen, your good deeds, your sabr, your patience. So we must not think temporary and try to, you know, eradicate temporary problems and put permanent problems upon ourselves, which are billions and billions times more severe and difficult than the problems in this dunya. Now, for example, if you are struck with calamity and you end up committing kufr, and you stay in that state and you don't repent and you die without repenting. I mean, by uttering words of kufr, how did that help you? No way. But in the akhirah, nauzubillah, the one who dies with kufr, he is forever in the hellfire. Forever.
A person is in difficulty, parishan. Now, out of difficulty, out of parishan, he mentions words of kufr. He loses his iman. And then now, when he loses iman, can we say now shaitan got a better chance to play with him? Because now iman is out. So when his iman is out, now shaitan is going to play with him like a toy. So whatever shaitan wants, he'll be moving. If shaitan wants you to move right, he'll move right. If shaitan wants you to move left, I'm asking the question actually. So you can guide us. So can we say that now shaitan is happy because now he lost iman? So definitely now you lost your iman. Jump from the building, don't worry. Jump in the ocean, shoot yourself, kill yourself, cut yourself, do what you want to do now, you're finished now. So we can say that the spiritual power is gone.
When person is upset, yeah. When person is angry, when person is frustrated, at that time he becomes a toy of shaitan, in the hand of shaitan, like a soccer ball. You know, kids, they will kick soccer ball, and soccer ball is going this way and that way. It has got no place to settle. It's not established. It's always being kicked from this corner to that corner, from pillar to post. This becomes the condition of a person who does not know the skill of patience, who has not exercised. See, that's why fasting is so important, that you fast, you learn how to be patient. And there are many other Islamic exercises which you do to develop this skill of patience and sabr. Madani In'amat program in Dawat Islami is all about developing that skill of patience. You know, facing difficulties, sleeping less, getting up early, read your tahajjud, imposing upon yourself to write, to perform all your 5 times daily salat, you know, with jama'at, with the first saf, with takbir-e-ula. You know, nafs doesn't like that. You require patience, you require sabr to do all that. You know, you must be punctual with this, and this punctuality requires sabr. Person who doesn't have sabr, he will never be punctual. So when you do all these exercises, and now suddenly you got a bigger problem. For example, you fell ill, you got cancer, you got more serious illness. Suddenly you lost your wealth, you became bankrupt. You never thought about it. You always lived a comfortable, luxury life. Now you have to go back to live simple life. These are not easy things. But if you don't know how to be patient, you will fail this test. And failing this test could put you in the serious trouble, the more serious trouble, which is in the Akhirah.
So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today we discussed about suicide, but we are focused more on the solution to your problem. You're feeling down and out, you're feeling depressed, you can't take it anymore, it feels like you can't live anymore. Hold on to the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As our Mubaligin explained that we need to have sabr. Remember that Allah Ta'ala puts a test upon us. And when the test comes upon us, we need to pass the test. If we fail the test, we're in disaster. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, if we pass the test, Allah Ta'ala's special rahmat will be upon us always, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So hold on to sabr. Remember, suicide, do not even let it come in your thoughts. Remove it, eradicate it, take it out of your dictionary, take it out of your mind, take it out of your heart, get it totally out of your way. Think about the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, think about the mercy of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Azza wa Jal is definitely going to help you. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, a beautiful solution for you. Come to Dawat Islami. Come to this beautiful Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, throughout the world you are now seeing the beautiful Madani revolution of the Quran and the Sunnah. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep attending the Madani kafilas. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, keep filling in your Madani Inamat card. These are some of the solutions that Dawat Islami is providing to you, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we are hopeful that inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the barak and blessings of joining this beautiful Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we are hopeful inshallah Azza wa Jal, that we try to eradicate some of this percentage of this evil of society, suicide. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay Dawat Islami teri doom machi ho. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala.